This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer, those are my flagship stations here, Tampa and Sarasota. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, we're going to single out our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the folks going down into the hurricane zone making deliveries. Thank you very much down there in southwest Florida. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail wherever it needs to go. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever that needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon truck drivers out there. Thanks so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Find us there, Captains America. That's how you find us on all those websites, Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at all the different things we have to offer. All right, right now we're going over to the phone line, and out there in California, IA, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And one of the reasons we accentuate those two words, under God, is because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. And people, if you don't understand that, you do know. Well, Mr. Kyle, a letter was put forth by some Iranian dissidents urging Western involvement in the Iranian conflict to get the Arab government that's in there out once and for all. Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen anytime soon. Certainly, I know that historically the United States has supported many who have wanted to take up arms or make a regime change, as it were. But, Captain, I don't know the American people would want to support any kind of direct military involvement in something like that.
Right. I totally agree with that. Now, Goldman and Lockheed, the results right now, the immense profit that they are making, of course, they're two big, big government contractors, is buoying Wall Street up. It's starting to jack things up again on Wall Street, something that most people didn't think was going to happen.
Well, right. Although I do believe that the overall sentiment is one of We're still watching consumer spending. That was flat, by the way, in September.
Yes, it was.
And when you adjust it and so forth, it's actually going negative, from what I understand. But that does not bode well. That won't buoy Wall Street. So we're going to continue on here through October and then get on into the towards the end of the year. Consumer spending, if it continues to take a dive, we're headed in really in the wrong direction. So while good news and something that would be somewhat encouraging, I think we still look at the bigger picture, and that's not changing anytime soon.
Now, Joe Biden is really trying to alienate the Saudis, trying to bring them into the fold, and he's going about it all wrong, because right now he's looking to discourage American businesses from doing business with Saudi Arabia. That's a mistake.
It really is a mistake. It's a mistake to try to paint Saudi Arabia as the pawn of Putin or somebody who's just trying to help Putin or this kind of thing. And then, of course, also with the oil production, the fist bump, all of that going together, Captain, you know, Saudi Arabia, our relations with Saudi Arabia were much better just a short while ago under the Trump administration. And we were on board with a really some really good common issues, not the least of which would be countering Iran. But doing what Joe Biden is doing right now is laying the basis for a lot of future problems that we don't need. And we could easily be doing the opposite.
Now, women and independents are breaking big time right now, big time for the Republicans. And this is 20 days before the election. And this is surprising a lot of Democrats.
It really is. In fact, Captain, Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC talking to Andrea Mitchell not all that long ago, and she's dismissing polls, or a particular poll as well, that shows that people are more concerned with inflation and crime, that those are the top priorities. But she thinks, Nancy Pelosi apparently thinks, that it's really all about abortion. And here we go again. So I think they're going to get kind of a rude awakening, you know, because I think most people are concerned with these major issues.
Now, we've heard the term love thy neighbor, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, when it comes to Mr. Warnock and his church, they have filed 3 more eviction proceedings.
You know, to say the optics are bad is the understatement of the year on that. And certainly, if once that all started coming out, don't keep doing it, for one thing. And again, it just shows that the hypocrisy of many on the left, it's a very, very hard thing to stop doing it.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right after this break.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, we wave the flag here all night long, and don't you forget it. And if you don't like that American flag, I will personally help you leave. How about that? That's a promise. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 8 years. The reason I take it is simple. It works. And with the problems that I've had, I found out that this is a product that will work for me. It is not narcotic. It has no drugs in it at all. And the best part about it is you can save a lot of money right off the bat by buying it for $19.95. That's the three-week quick start. Gets it all started. And after that, it's about a dollar a day to stay on it. Now, I will tell you that being 100% drug-free, it's because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, inflammation, as well as the suffering and the pain that you have to go through and the swelling. All of that can be corrected. I had to take a packet last night because my foot started to bother me because I was on it just long enough to where it started to swell up and throb again. And the second I sat down after taking it, about 15 minutes later, pain was gone. I felt better and I went on about doing what I was doing. So there you go. But it works. That's the bottom line. It works. And how you find out about it is by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the three-week quick start, and see if it will work for you. It's worked for tens of thousands of people.
prior to you. So I'm sure it will. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have the independents and women voters, which have been heavily breaking towards the Republican Party. Now we have Latinos and blacks doing the same thing. And of all places where there's a break going on against the Democrats, Dearborn, Michigan, otherwise known as Dearbornistan, right?
Right, right.
The blacks up there have had it with the likes of Governor Whitmer and whatnot because it's costing them a fortune to live.
Well, again, this is what's happening to people in some way, shape, or form all over the country. And, Captain, they can't take it anymore. And they're going to look for a different solution. And what now, number one, it's happening because the Democrats have made so many bad moves. So what the Republicans need to do is they need to realize that once they get the votes and once that red wave hits, they've got to deliver in some way, shape, or form. They have to get up every day and say, we understand why and how we got here. And if they deliver, then that's going to spell doom for the Democrats for the foreseeable future.
Right. Now, if you really want to upset some folks, wait till we tell them this one. You live in California with Maxine Waters, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Could you please explain to me why she's paying members of her family a total of more than $1 million worth of campaign funds to work for her campaign, and nobody has seen any of those relatives on the campaign trail?
Well, I guess it's just the way to do things here in Democrat-run California. It's the way, you know, it's just a gravy train. And, you know, and I hate to say it. I'm not trying to make too much fun of it because it is a very, very serious thing. But that's how you get when you have a monoparty system and you don't have anybody really looking into this.
Yeah, and the other one that's getting away with this is James Clyburn in South Carolina.
Well, exactly. It's cronyism and all that kind of stuff. And it's all the kinds of things that you would learn about in school and say, well, we don't do that. We should never do that. Anybody who did that would get drummed out of office. But nope, it's California.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's legal.
Well, no kidding. But again, where's the critical mass? Where's the California Attorney General? Where's any of this? So where's the governor, for goodness sake?
You tell me, we'll both know.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, you tell me and we'll both know. Now, moving along, here in Florida, the Republicans have registered about 300,000 more voters than there are Democrat voters. This is the first time this has happened in a number of years. And Ron DeSantis, of course, is taking full advantage of that. He's crisscrossing the state, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Charlie Crist is trying to do the same thing. Charlie Crist is not drawing much of a crowd anywhere he goes. He's going to be bringing the president, Joe Biden, down here probably the first week of November, it looks like, to travel around with him for a day or two and see if he can drum up some support. But I don't see that going anywhere either.
Well, no, and, you know, Captain, not to get too retro here, but wasn't that almost the same exact kind of state of affairs back in 2020? Joe Biden couldn't really draw a whole big crowd, and it was never really
a big thing. He was in the basement most of the time.
Well, that's right. And then, but yet everywhere Trump went, it was thousands upon thousands of thousands of people. And then, of course, there was the election in 2020. But maybe the Democrats think they've got something in the bag here. Nancy Pelosi certainly does seem confident that they've got the mobilization to do all this. Oh, well, I just don't see it happening. But
no.
It really is something, though. Well, you know, in all seriousness, what we're seeing happening in Florida, it's just breaking for the Republicans. It's just that simple.
I see people all the time, and I have people that walk up to me all the time because I'm very readily identifiable with my vehicle, number one, and then they realize that's me that's in the vehicle when I get out to go somewhere. And they'll come up to me and they'll tell me, you know, because of you or whatever, or because of Mike Gallagher or whoever, they'll throw a name out there, usually it's me, we're no longer Democrats. We gave up on them. They're screwing us. And we realized that it was wrong, and we switch, we become Republicans, or we just no longer are going to support the Democrats. We're no longer giving them money. You ought to hear the things I hear.
Well, you know, Captain, that goes for politics. It goes for things even in entertainment. And I think it boils down to the Democrats, the Democrat Party just doesn't represent those people's values, the people that are coming up to you and talking to you. They have abandoned them and left them out in the cold in favor of this woke, you know, thing that's happening, and they have nowhere to go. And they literally feel betrayed by the Democrat Party. It's not cliche, I don't think, to say, because it's not the party of John Kennedy anymore.
Now, what is the number one and the number two issues so far from all the polling that we can see in this election cycle right now? What is number one and two?
Well, the ones I've seen are inflation and also crime, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Crime just climbed into number two. But number three would now have to be inflation and immigration. Now,
right.
And by the way, immigration, some of that kicks off with what goes on the border and then winds up being crime. Now, Joe Biden has vowed his top priority in 2023 will be to bring forth legislation to bring back Roe v. Wade.
Right, yeah, to codify that, I think, at the federal level.
That's what he called it.
You know, and that's, you know, and I think they have a real chance of doing that ultimately if they have the support in the House and the Senate, of course.
They're not going to get it.
Well, not then. I think right now it might be a different story. But he's just saying that kind of thing in order to virtue signal and try to keep the conversation on abortion as opposed to all these other things that are ranked so much higher in people's estimations. And so it's a losing battle. It's almost like they're running through the motions on this thing.
Well, people are going to vote their wallet.
Sure.
And they certainly have plenty of reason to vote their wallet.
You know, and as a matter of fact, too, Captain, I've seen commercials here in Southern California where it says, they did it. They took away the right. You know, the Supreme Court took away the right. What the Supreme Court said, actually, was that the right never existed, is what they were talking about.
That's not true.
Right, exactly. But this is how they frame it, that there has been this thing that was done to you, and so now you have to fight back and do this and that. And so, but again, they're still hanging their hat on this, but if they did anything to even try to solve things, and this is one of the reasons why the president is releasing the 15 million barrels of oil, trying to make it look like, oh, he's doing something, but it doesn't do anything. It's just a show.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break, and your station's going to chance to identify themselves and give a short news break, and I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always concerned.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
A new CBS YouGov poll released this week reveals a majority say Democrats and Democrat-led policies contribute to the economic crises voters are facing. 48% said Democratic policies had harmed the economy, while nearly two-thirds said President Biden shouldered either a lot or some responsibility. GOP congressional candidate Michael Maher is running for California's 21st district and says America is suffering from the failures of the Biden administration. Maher is going up against incumbent Democratic Representative Jim Costa. Recent polls show Maher is only behind by 1 point, according to Trafalgar Group. And Rolls-Royce says it already has hundreds of U.S. orders for its $413,000 Spectre electric vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them a captain said.
All righty, tell him the captain sent you is right. Now, remember, folks, Heroes Mile, the website, heroesmile.com, just the way it sounds, heroesmile.com. Go over there, and if you're a veteran or if you're a first responder and you're having problems of any kind, whether it's medical, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, physical, maybe you got some problems trying to do your taxes. Maybe you got problems trying to get a business loan. Maybe you got something like that going on. They can help you with all of that. They have experts over there that are veterans that work with you, fellow veterans as well as first responders, and they will help you get through whatever it is you're trying to get through. HeroesMile.com, the website. That's HeroesMile.com. And if you want to call them, the number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, the number 2. One more time, 888-VET-NOW, 2 is the phone number. The website is heroesmile.com. You owe it to yourself to go over there and see what they have to offer, because they can help you for whatever problems you've got going on. And I told a young man that was having some business trouble about it, and he got back to me yesterday. I told him Sunday at the event. He said thank you very much. He called him up. He was going to have an appointment with him, and they were going to work with him on what he needed to do to go through the Small Business Administration to get his business set up. So you're welcome. That's what we do. HeroesMile.com. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep, that's a great group, HeroesMile.com.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, hundreds of retired U.S. military personnel, including some admirals and generals, are currently on the payroll working for the Saudi government. How do you like that?
Well, that's a really interesting corollary, of course, to the things that Joe Biden, the Biden administration, has been doing to cause problems with our relations with the Saudis.
Well, these guys are not only working, helping them with military problems and equations and all that, but a lot of these generals are experts in their own right in other fields of endeavor. So they're working with the Saudis, helping them with the problems that they have. And I can only tell you that things appear to be getting better in Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's true. And, you know, they do have to, I believe, get some sort of approval via the State Department and so forth.
That's right.
To do what they're doing because of their special expert military, ex-military status.
Right. And they do get that, and away they go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the Trump special master, you know what the special master is, right?
Right, of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, explain that to our audience real quick.
Well, the special master, right, is the one that is reviewing all these documents that were seized at the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And they're supposed to be able to figure out what was attorney-client, for example, and what would be, for lack of a better term, discoverable by the government for their case.
Well, the special master has signed or sounded off and said that he has no patience for the records tiff, that's going on right now between the federal government, the DOJ, and the Trump folks trying to get the paperwork that they need to have so that they can talk intelligently about some things that the government's sitting on.
Well, right, right. And I think the genesis of all this problem, as it is the fact that they indiscriminately scooped up everything they could get their hands on. They weren't looking for something specific, and at least in the notion that, okay, go get these documents because we know these are the classified documents. So what they did is they denied President Trump his ability to have those personal documents, attorney-client privilege, that would taint the government's ability to make a case. So I think it was a real failure on the government's part to basically throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. It can't. Is there a possibility, Captain, that this could play out in some sort of fair way? I wonder.
No. Fair way? No.
Nope.
Nope. They're trying to keep the advantage on the government's end, but this judge ordered the government to work with the special master, and all I can say is it's got to be done or they'll be found in contempt. And, you know, people go to jail over this. Just take a look at Steve Bannon for his contempt of court and the what was the exact charge? I forgot. What was he charged?
Contempt of Congress, right? Because he was claiming executive privilege on stuff that never applied to that.
Right, and they wouldn't let it apply to him, so there you go. But he's got a $200,000 fine they want to put against him, and they want to sentence him to 6 months in a federal prison.
Right. Well, I do think, though, Captain, that, the case against Trump is, I think, going to be viewed purely politically. I don't think people, other than some maybe TV commentators and so forth, are going to say, oh, yes, we finally got him, the walls are closing in, and he's going to get this criminal thing or whatever. But people are going to see it as being, well, why did they go in and do what they did? you know, as opposed to following a different procedure, let's say.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, the Russians, once again with their missiles, are firing, and they've already fired, hundreds of missiles at civilian targets in Ukraine. Civilian targets. The Kremlin claims the attacks are in retaliation for Kiev destroying a bridge from Crimea to Russia. But you don't go firing at civilian targets.
No, you don't. And obviously, Captain, Vladimir Putin doesn't care one way or the other on that. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be more time before it finally does play out. Every single time he shows the desperation. He shows that he's now completely left the notion that there's a way out of this for him. And I don't know what that is, other than something happens internally in Russia, and they stop him, they take him out, or he escalates the war, and we're off to the races with something much worse than what's going on right now.
Now, the U.S. economy has decoupled from itself. The bad news is that the Federal Reserve wants to put it back together. The housing sector is clearly in a deep recession. The National Association of Home Builders said yesterday that its barometer of home building confidence fell from 46 a month ago to 38 in October, and that was a 10th straight monthly decline. That's not good for the housing market, and houses in this country make the country go.
Well, certainly, and if you know, from what I understand in the housing market, the existing, you know, for existing homes also is changing dramatically. And, you know, Captain, it's not just that, it's also you've got the Fed continuing to raise the interest rate, and they did another 75 basis points just a little while ago. We expect more, and that's going to affect property owners that own apartment buildings or other kinds of commercial properties and so forth, that they have loans on them. That changes their whole financial structure virtually overnight, and you could see problems in that sector. So it's just cascading.
Well, here's where we're at with that, for the increase. We've got the one coming in November, correct?
Right.
And then they're saying now there'll be another one in December.
Right, and it's all based on this notion of they've got to inflict pain. I just don't subscribe to that, Captain. I think that we have to create opportunity, and this is what was happening not all that long ago in America. So now we're talking about using pain to fix the economy when the economy was doing just fine, thank you very much. But then we stopped the energy, and then this all started up.
Right. Now, I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We speak 6 days a week here on the Radidio Show, and he is my first guest when we come up on the air to the network and all the stations. And he and I will be right back with more and our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, we've had some changes in the weather. You had to know it. Happens every night. We've had some changes in the weather, and Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Beatles, Take a Two Ride. I'm telling you, Kyle, you know, this has been a Beatles night tonight for me anyway. I saw a couple of these songs and I said, yeah, I'm going to bring them back. So we did.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's John there on the lead vocal, and just it's real timeless.
History,
and never
history.
Get tired. Yeah, that's right. Never get tired of hearing Ticket to Ride.
Nope, that is history. It's the Beatles' history, and the young folks don't quite understand that, but, you know, that's for the old geezers out there that still remember that music. Okay, Mr. Kyle, what's going on weather-wise?
Well, Captain, of course, once again, we still got the air quality issues up in Seattle. Portland, I think, is also reading smoke specifically at this hour. So you have that going on. But as we head towards the weekend, that's when things are really going to change in the Pacific Northwest. We've got a change in the weather pattern. There's going to be, of course, colder temperatures, breezy winds, and also snow in the higher elevations, and maybe even coming down to some of the lower elevations. We're talking 2,500 to 3,500 feet by Sunday. This is going to be up in the Washington, more or less central Washington. We still got air stagnation over in northern Idaho and parts of Montana, including Missoula. That's for people with respiratory issues. You want to be well aware of that. We continue with the fire weather, which has changed really from the freeze warnings that we had 24 hours ago. This in the lower half of Wyoming and also in the eastern part of Colorado. And one change from last hour, Captain, we now have a freeze warning near Alamogordo, New Mexico. So if you're passing through that area near Tularosa and Alamogordo and up towards Ruidoso, you have that to contend with. So be careful out there. And right now, again, still no rain. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Well, I'm not surprised because if you add to the mix Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you stay on I-40, and you bring it all the way across to North Carolina to, let's see here, the Raleigh, North Carolina area, you are going to be in a freeze warning all the way across I-40 tonight. So there you go. And that is significant. Now, going down on I-20, same thing, all the way across from Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way over to Atlanta, freeze warning. And then east over to the Atlantic Ocean, you'll have a frost warning. Now, here's an interesting one for you. And I was looking at the road, so I know the road very well. I-85 coming out of Alabama off I-65, all the way to Richmond, Virginia, in Washington D.C. You have a freeze warning all the way up I-85 tonight, and I-65 all the way north, let's see here, all the way north up through Kentucky to the Indiana line, and then into Indiana up to Indianapolis, you have a freeze warning. So that's an awful long distance, Kyle. We're talking about freeze warnings and whatnot, but it gets even more involved because you've got all of Mississippi, all of Alabama, all of Arkansas, the lower part of Missouri, and it's just unbelievable that the temperatures that are out there right now. Plus, we do have some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan, again, to talk about. We're starting to get what looks like could be some moisture up there going up I-87 towards Canada. It looks like as if it could be trying to snow up there up along Lake George. So that's what the weather patterns is trying to show me right now and the weather map. So it is what it is. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And Pilot and Flying J bring us the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're very happy to report that if you become a member of the Truckers Club, as well as the RV Club that they've got out there, things will be very interesting, won't they?
That's right. You can find out more at PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty, and thank you very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, very good. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right, let me check and see here. I do believe I got Denise Simon on the line. Is that you?
That's me. Good morning.
Okay, very good. You got your woolies on up there?
I do.
It's a little chilly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Windy, too.
Okay, so you got wind up there tonight. All right, well, that makes it miserable when it's cold outside, so it becomes what it becomes. You saw what we're talking about tonight, but what I'm starting out with is this trial. Igor, what is it, Domchenko? Is that the way you say that?
Yes.
That was a little bit of a... Did Durham think that he had that one in the bag?
I don't think so. The trial was not so much in my belief on Domchenko as it was a trial of the FBI. Mm-hmm. Because the closing arguments was there to shame the FBI, which he did. And interestingly enough, the judge cut off a lot of his closing remarks, which they shouldn't be doing. So he knew going in that, you know, this was going to be a tough time, but it was really the exposure of the tactics of the FBI, which he did do.
Okay. Well, it becomes what it becomes. Let me drift over here real quick. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. Who's this, Dan the Man?
Dan the Man.
You got a minute. You got 1 minute before we have to go to break, so have at it.
Okay, you're not going to convict any Democrat in Washington, D.C. That's just that simple. I don't know why he even brought it to trial, because he knew he was going to lose it. All he can do is embarrass people, but then again, they can turn around like Democrats do and deny they ever did it. If you're found not guilty, it's about the same as being innocent. And the person you really want to hang is Hillary Clinton, and that's impossible.
Right.
You know, you got a report that says that she's connected. She was the, you know, the ringleader of it. But then again, she can always say, no, it wasn't. That was just a made-up story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going nowhere. Hey, I like Ticket to Ride. I'll make it quick. I met Paul McCartney when I was in politics by accident. And mm-hmm. he finally asked me, what was your favorite Beatles tune? Ticket to Ride. I could listen to that song all day. Never get tired of it.
All right.
And he said, oh, one of John's songs. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, shit. I should have had another song, one of his.
Okay. We got to run, my friend. Got to run, my friend. We got to run. All right, thanks very much.
Well, John Lennon always thought he was the father of heavy metal.
Okay, got to go. Dan the Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And Denise, we are coming up on this hard break, top of the hour. We will come back. And when we come back, we'll elaborate maybe a little bit more on that. But I want to talk about the missiles that Russia's firing around all over the place over there and how come nobody's doing anything about that. We've got a lot of comments. We've heard from a lot of people tonight who want to know why the Iran is getting away with that sort of stuff. So we'll get into that. Here comes the music in my ear, so hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along the overnight hours. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.